of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Do we have any meeting, any tenants? Does not look like that. We'll hold that open. And that would be me. Oh, you got a shot? Okay.
Got two.
Meet away.
Got two.
Okay.
What's the status of that at this point?
You got a shot off? Something.
Cool. Yeah. So is that you, Mr. Rasmussen?
Yep.
So that's for your tenants to make a deal with the board to pay their water bill.
That doesn't tell me what the status of that is. Is that going to be shut off tomorrow? What's the status?
No, your water will not be shut off tomorrow.
All right. Will the tenant's water be shut off?
The water will not be shut off to those buildings.
Okay.
Which Eileen, I believe, told you already.
She did not.
That's
I asked you a direct question if I needed to attend here this evening in an email, and you didn't respond to that question.
I called you. You didn't call me back. Typically, if somebody calls me, the voice is
typically you, if you I would call an email, you respond to
me. Let's just get it to what is the responsibility of the
Mr. Rasmussen is responsible for paying for the bills. The red slips are for tenants to make a deal with the town if the landlord doesn't pay their water bill.
And it's the typical 30 days or whatever it is. Are we at shutoff time now? We are. Okay.
But no, Mr. Rasmussen will not receive his building won't have the water shut off.
So at this point, this has become a huge mess. For years, the water bill showed 8 and 10 South Park Place. 8 and 10 South Park Place are multi-unit apartment buildings that are next door. They're the Adams House. I tried multiple times to get it corrected. That did not happen. Now, they put account number 14 on 14 South Park Place. And they put account 705 on 12 South Park Place. But those are actually backwards.
Okay, but those are the two that you own?
Yes.
Okay. So we can
705 and 14.
Well,
Eileen has already made that correction a few days ago.
Okay.
And that's been conveyed to Mr. Rasmussen.
Okay.
Well, the problem is the red notice was stuck on the door handle of 12. And the red notice here, they were both stuck there. Shows a whited out correction. So it's just been problem after problem after problem with this. So I still don't have anything from the town saying that these are correct. I have a verbal assurance from Eileen, which I'll believe, that's not a problem, but I need something in writing. And the 15th of January, two checks were written to the town for the amounts that were due from those two. $269.96, which was account 14, maybe? Yes. And then the other one was for 107, which is for account 705. So those were cut on the 15th of January. They should be here this week coming up. But the other thing is, in the house account, there is a credit of $423.98.
Where does that put us? You haven't seen the check that was. Where'd it get mailed from?
It's from a bank.
Oops, 15.
So you got a holiday yesterday too.
Yeah, that's right. So it's been four business days. You should see that. And what would be the procedure if we don't see that in a couple of days? Those checks.
I mean, the water won't be turned off. Will not be turned off
because it sounds like there's some question and of getting some things lined up. And
right,
that's what I hear, and we're trying to make it right. And is that
making it right? Turning the water off won't make it right.
Right, turn the water off isn't going to make it right.
Thank you.
Right, but also we need to. Do we have everything we need to make it right now, or is there still something?
When I talked to Eileen earlier today, I think Mr. Rasmussen did send in the requested information. So, again, all of this has already been conveyed.
So I sent a picture of the outside of 12 and the meter number that was inside, and that does not correlate to what has been delivered, et cetera.
Okay.
The credit that's on there for the $463 or whatever it is, that was a payment that I made for a notice of past due taxes. So it's like $437, and that was back from 113 of 25 now, 429. So that got credited to the water account instead of to the tax bill. Problem is, the tax bill doesn't designate what property that is. It says there's a parcel number on there, but the parcels are divided into 1, 2, and 3, I think.
Are they taxed that way?
I believe so. There's two separate parcels.
So this particular meeting, this agenda item was with tenants for water shutoffs, maybe not so much tax bills that weren't paid.
Well, the tax bill was paid. It was credited to the incorrect account.
Mr. Rasmussen, if you would like to have this fixed, Eileen is the person to talk to.
Okay.
And we're in the process. I'm still trying to understand. So you've talked to Eileen some.
Yep.
And
she's been very good, and she's working as hard as she can on it. Yep.
So is there, at this stage, you're here talking to us because you want us to be aware that there's been some confusion and delaying and how and we're working that out. So when you're getting back to the, I want to understand that piece of it, but the meeting with tenants for water, what you're saying is the owner of the building is ultimately responsible?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that would be the same as in the tenant. And it sounds like the water's not going to get, if you were looking to find out something, when you came here to say, I got some answers I need, sounds like what you heard is your water's not going to be turned off.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
And that'll be recorded in the minutes?
Yep.
Okay.
And you're working with Eileen to try to get some clarity to this.
Yeah.
How things,
correct.
I can understand where it would be confusing.
Yep. So the issue became is that when they sent out these notices or these certified letters, one of the bills has sewer on it and the other does not. And so when my tenant received a bill that was almost twice what she thought it was, she was very upset. And it cost me a lot of time, a lot of energy to kind of say, no, they got it wrong. This is what's going on. So it's very important that you get the billing right and the address right. Just for some history. And this is my own buttons that get pushed. Several years ago, They shut off the water at my primary residence because the tenants didn't pay the bill. And they shut off the water again at my primary residence because there was a 25-cent interest charge. And they were sending out red notices and collection notices. So just the water department needs to tighten up some of that billing if they can manage that.
I don't know how long ago that was, but Eileen is.
No, oh, it's got to be 15 years ago.
Okay.
So different. Eileen wasn't in the room.
No, I know.
Joe wasn't in the room.
Beverly.
Should have.
I think it was Beverly.
Okay. But I understand.
Okay.
So it sounds like
we're getting there.
So basically, it's just a paperwork. Got to get the right address on the right location.
Yep.
And get that tax payment credit to the right account.
Yep.
Okay.
Is there any way we can abate the collection fees? Okay.
I'm not sure about that. And I'm not sure the water and sewer commissioners would be the one that would abate. Or even well, you're talking about taxes.
Yeah.
But what about water and sewer? Is there charge on the water and sewer as well? Or
$25 for each unit, I think, and then
were the bills paid on time?
I'm sorry.
Were the bills paid on time?
No. Were the bills addressed correctly? All right, we can go about this all night.
No, at this point, you're just paying for late. Those are both late, so I don't know how we can.
Well, there's also.
What I'm hearing. Say though is the only reason they're late is because they were addressed incorrectly and that hadn't been resolved.
Well, they go to the same place.
No, it was late because I missed them. Okay. So there was a partial payment that was made.
Okay.
On the bills. So what happens is I have an automatic bill pay, and so there's a set amount that goes out of that bill pay, and if I don't get the bill, you know, before that check goes, I have to remember it and go back in and get it. And I didn't do that. So.
Yeah. And I wouldn't, without looking at the water ordinance, wouldn't even want to try to give you an answer about abatement or anything. I can see what does it say you can and can't do. Right.
If it's late, you get the charge. But we can figure out exactly what the wording is and get back.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
That'd be great.
Thank you for coming. Sorry about
the meeting. Have a good
We'll night. Get it figured out. Honest.
Okay. Are you guys done with the parking lot in the South Park?
I think so.
Okay. I think so. ADA stuff
shop too.
Check that out.
Have a good night.
Have a good one.
Thanks. See you later. Any other water? Okay. The water shut off people. Amendments to the agenda.
Would it be okay to add the January 16th minutes? Approval of the January 16th minutes.
Yeah, I think we could do that. Make a motion for that somewhere?
I'll make a motion to add the approval of the January 16th minutes to our agenda.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I guess, is that the only one you got?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else? Moving right along. Approval of the minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of January 7th as written.
I'll second that.
Additions, deletions, corrections?
Yes. Page 3.
3.
3.
Under the creation of Fairhaven Housing Authority discussion. Third line from the bottom. Mr. VJ questions how the authority worked within the greater system. That was the end of my commentary. The rest is general discussion from the board.
Okay. Can I modify my motion?
I would.
I will make a motion to accept the minutes from January 7th with the change under creation of Fairhaven Housing Authority to add the wording that the last two lines or sentences were discussion from the board.
Second. That's okay with that? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Okay, wait a minute.
Yep.
Did you, Chad, did you second that?
Yes. Wayne would have been that set the last two lines of discussion only. They weren't part of.
You weren't.
Right. Got it.
Okay.
Sorry.
You aforementioned 116.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from January 16th as written.
Second.
We got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Five minutes for public comment.
Nathan Nagin, I like to say that the sidewalks look really good. I went up to Kitchen over the weekend and come home yesterday. They look good. I took a walk down around downtown though, in the new free parking, and the sidewalks should be done and aren't done there. And I know from watching Tech TV over the last 2 years, we're supposed to kind of put a sidewalk route in place. And I feel that we could really benefit from that, because as you go over by Stewart's, they did the grassy section and bounced the machine up and over the curb at Stewart's corner of the grass. Yeah, there's that. And also, we probably pay a really good penny for rock salt. And Buddy Bowen's driveway rock salted right to the front of his garage door. Understand employee benefits for the town, plowing and sanding, but I don't really agree with rock salt right up to his garage doors and out on 3rd Street. He lives at the end of 3rd Street in Gilbert's old house. I think that's about it for now.
Thanks. All right. Department. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's Glenn Hyde-Smith. I'd just like to say that I attended a presentation from the Fairhaven Historical Society on Sunday. It was a very interesting presentation about Fairhaven's champion of freedom, Matthew Lyon, who, as we all know, donated land for park across the street to this town and did a whole lot of other things. And wouldn't it be nice if there was a street named after him, perhaps? I know that there's a plaque. There's national historic designation, but I don't think we should forget the past, because we're doomed to relive it. We do.
Okay, we're doing that right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's actually kind of interesting. There's a post office name.
Okay. Does it say his name in the post office?
I think so. I think so, doesn't it? I don't have to look down, but I always thought it was there.
Sure. Where's the post office?
This place.
Over in town?
Yeah, the one downtown. Yeah.
It's named after Mr. Lyon?
I think so.
Supposed to be.
I'll check it out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now I got to go and prove myself wrong. Okay. Urban head.
Okay, we'll start with the police department, just with some of the numbers. 92 traffic or municipal violations were issued, 35 written warnings, one parking violation, and apparently it was snowy and slick. We had 5 car crashes. The guys did 1 overweight permit and 8 set of civilian fingerprints.
Yes. I'll ask this question now.
Claire pointed something out. Thank you, Claire. Bill Humphreys begins his 21st year as police chief. Oh, I should have known that. Mr. Ricard began his 21st year with the department, and Mr. Quinn began his second year with the department. So we thank them for their service.
Mm-hmm. Were there chargers that came off the smashing on the pole? Chargers. Was there a charge involved with that?
Yes, I think they did pick up the person that hit the pole, and there was leaving the scene. And, yeah, they were caught.
Okay, I thought so. Somebody told me that that happened. I wanted to make sure. Thank you.
Okay, from my office, I did get quotes for replacing the light pole. That cost is more than almost $13,000. Yeah, that's for the post and, you know, the entire thing. And that's 30 weeks out. So it'll be here in the summer.
Well, is that covered under the driver's insurance?
Yeah, yeah. We've already submitted that, and they'll subjugate, I think is the word. They'll subjugate the other insurance, our insurance company, subjugate the other insurance company to collect that money. Insulation for the attic, I got a quote for that. I got a quote for the ceiling. Coming sometime this week. I think the guy's coming tomorrow. I talked to Mr. Greeno just briefly about that. There's more to come, but replacing that entire ceiling for a little R rating for sheetrock seems like it might not be the best use of funds.
Is that upstairs?
Yeah, on the second floor. I'm sorry, upstairs in the auditorium. It might behoove us just to patch it up and paint it. So I'm gonna get quotes on that too. There's no sense in throwing money at it if we don't need to.
What we're just going to strap it, sheetrock it, was that the plan?
So when they were doing all the work, the joists up there are set so that way we could sheet, you know, strip the lap up of it and then sheetrock it. So there would be demo of the existing, and then
it has character. Might as well keep it.
I thought the same thing. It's like
it is.
It's not the original ceiling in that room. It used to be. It's old.
Three quarters of it is just, it needs a nice cleaning and paint.
Yeah.
Repair what's damaged, paint it all, clean and paint it all. You don't have to deal with all your lighting. You don't have to deal with all your sprinkler heads. It makes good sense to do it that way.
Yeah, I mean, if we're, you know, we find that we lose too much heat, we can get a couple fans.
Well, it's supposed to be insulated above it. Anyway, after the fact, it's going to be insulated above it.
Yeah.
Right. So we should be okay.
Yeah.
Because it's an energy, it's a grant for a will. No problem with us just repairing it, or are they expecting, because the MRF grant, I don't know how that grant was written.
No, so it's to help us save money on our energy costs, and there are big gaping holes in that ceiling. So.
Okay, so that will need it. Okay.
It absolutely needs it.
Okay.
I wanted to say thank you to the Public Works. I know I did last week, but last meeting, but I'm going to do it again. The guys did a great job on that water leak. They found it quick, got it done. And then thank you to Mike LeDuc from the water department. He got those tests out and back, had it done on a Saturday for like an extra $50 or something. So that way we could lift that boil water notice. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate the hard work. It was miserable out there. We got a letter from the state, that solar project going up on Munger Road is still moving forward. It's slowly making its way through the process. And three of the power poles out here in front of Town Hall, somebody had mentioned that, hey, that one, the one right out in front, looked kind of rough. So GMP is going to come out and replace all three of those. They didn't give me a timeline, but it's now on the list. The downtown waterline project bid opening is tomorrow. For that project, for the waterline upgrade. We're doing a training on the 5th. It's not called sexual harassment anymore. It's called respect in the workplace. So we got a $1,200 grant from VLCT to have somebody come in and give us this training. I did invite Castleton, and they're going to send six of their guys too. So we're going to kind of do it all together as a team.
What's the name of the...
It's a respect in the workplace training.
Respect.
And then we did finally find somebody for Public Works who had a CDL and was willing to work with us. So Scott Getz started Monday. He has his CDL. He used to be arborist. Is that what you call it? The guys that, like, from trees, they cut the trees down and trim them up. He did that for something like 20 years. So he's a good addition to the crew.
It might be worth buying him some equipment.
Yeah,
if he's
still interested. Yeah,
he did it for 20 years. He's probably sick of climbing trees,
right? And that's all I have for you today.
Questions of board?
Hey, you know, this gentleman, I have something.
Oh, you guys are first. And I don't know if you get to ask a question on this. Since it was mentioned, the 20-megawatt solar project that everyone in the area got that letter. So it references a document or a bunch of documents, at least 260 pages of documents. That project will be on 150 acres. There's some interesting reading there, you know, preservation of, whether or not there's any evidence of, pre-contact Aboriginal people. Studies for archaeological studies, obviously, and also protection of wildlife, mentions of the rat snake. Surprisingly, doesn't mention protection or concern for the rattlesnake, which is really just one ridge over. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. Will there be any town public hearings further? I know this has been going on for, you know, 5 or 6 years or whatever, but What is the next step? Does the town manager know?
So it is a private project on a private piece of land. The town really doesn't have solar projects tend to go through the state. They might show up to the planning commission.
It's iffy too about that.
So, but no, this is entirely private.
The only thing our probably the only thing that we have at that planning commission is access, and they have access, so it's not, you know, there's a road that's a state road, and I would bet sometime they'll want to improve that road or ask us to improve it. That's a whole discussion.
So anything that the town might want to do with the airport property, since this is contiguous or adjacent or right there, you know, like Act 250, there's no consideration of that those criteria, the tank criteria.
That's interesting. Solar fields get a real big pass. It solves one of the state's problems, but it also creates a problem.
Perhaps.
You know, I mean, I'd much rather have a solar field, personal opinion. I'd much rather have a solar field than a nuclear plant. But you know, there's a lot in between. And so, but the state takes responsibility for that. Like I said, it solves one of their problems, and the towns don't get a lot of input normally. But you know, it even, you know, if somebody wanted to put a factory up there, there'd be a lot more input from the town as opposed to, and the one thing there would be for sure is access. Okay. But the state kind of negates that because they want the power, even if it all goes out of state, which is likely.
That works. Grid.
Yes.
Anything else? You can move on. The Skyline, speaking of factories, Skyline building is still, we're still talking.
We're still talking with it. We've made some small hit.
Yeah, I think that the Camaras are, you know, just weigh in their options, but they'll be happy to have something going on there big, I think. I don't know. Anyways, that's me predicting somebody else's business. Not good idea. Okay, so we'll move on. There is no new business. The downtown designation and the subdivision regulations. Comments from Glenn and others. We'll talk our next meeting. We didn't have a quorum because I was sick. I was the third person. But we'll do that. Which reminds me, Carrie and Mike both owe me a form filled out. It's not a big stretch, but we need it. We need it when we get ready to officially apply for a downtown designation. So that would probably, it's only four or five questions, if they had it to me by, or us by the by middle of February, that'd be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so it's not pressing, but if they would be so kind, and they both have a copy of it, if there's any questions, either we will answer or Logan's answer. If there's any questions on how to answer, that's Logan's department. Anything else on that? Board roundtable.
I have nothing. Yes. So over the weekend, I guess we're starting to see lots of air handling in our town. And that's
had one.
Asked if we have a panhandling ordinance. If not, what can we do to implement a panhandling ordinance? Not much.
We have a policy, and I'm not sure if it's an ordinance, but could you look that up? I thought we had an ordinance.
I watched them for a little while from our house.
I don't remember anything about
panhandling. Waiting for people to come out of the drive-thru and had some big story, flagging people down. Then he worked his way to Duncan, Maplefield, McDonald's, and back up again for an hour or so.
Yeah.
Pretty much asking money for plane tickets. Whatever the story was, I don't know what we can do if we have anything, but something so we can do.
As you see in Rutland,
there's Rutland on the corner, right?
There's some protections.
There is protections for that.
But I think we have an ordinance which will help us. I don't think it'll solve the problem, but we can at least cite some of it.
Right,
ask Bill, because
it's a little seller coming out of the ATM, and you have somebody right there pretty much waiting for you to come out to the ATM. And...
No. Fortunately, my sister doesn't live in this town.
Maybe could be brought to the PD's extension so that you can just keep an eye on things.
I'll look for the ordinance and I'll let the police.
Just an extra eye.
Sure.
Yeah, I know he referenced something. So.
Yeah, I think we do. But
that's all I've got.
Sure.
Last week, Glenn and I went to the VLCT and Rutland Planning Commission joint sponsor.
Meet and greet of the select board members.
Yeah.
Yep.
A few handfuls of different towns, different select board members. The biggest takeaway was towns, and it excluded really Rutland City. I don't think there was any attendance, but the smaller towns are very interested in some cost sharing initiatives where we can kind of band together, brainstorm, think out of the box on things, services, equipment that we can enter into partnerships around and save all the towns and taxpayers some money. So this was a one-time event, and Rutland County was the pilot for this, but it was such a good conversation that they're going to repeat it again every month or few months.
Isn't right. They say quarterly, or they were shooting for quarterly, whether they're able to pull that off, but it's good.
No,
I'll just piggyback on what you were saying. it seemed like all the municipalities had about the same top four items that they paving where they were there, talking about dog licensing, the fact that it went up to $11, and that was some interesting discussion. But also the how hard it is to get people to work, hiring people for DPW, and if you have a police department, that it's tough out there for hiring folks on that line. At the wastewater sludge removal, it was interesting. You know, you talk to the different, and you would think that there's just one place that would have the best price and everyone would use it, but it was like three different places sludge was going to. So it was great meeting. West Rutland did a wonderful job of hosting it, and they'll be trying to move it around a little bit, and they're at some point in the future, it might be an opportunity for Fairhaven
to host.
See, things like that, shared services agreements and things like that. In New York State, they do it everywhere. They do that. That's a routine. But that's where we lack in Vermont. State to county levels, you don't have that.
Mm.
So you've lost that connection there.
The only thing we get from the county is a bill for the taxes.
That's kind of
it's true. It's not done in Vermont. It's weird. That's it. Down there. Can we talk to somebody that's heading towards spring and Easter and probably time to take the release now?
Oh. Oh, we're down in the park, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll get them.
Or we can leave them there all year, like some trailer trash.
Yeah, no.
Some people can't take them down because the birds have nested in them.
Well,
find
a new home or
got the one on the building after that's so cold. I've been
well.
I tend to get out there.
I see the one across, right directly across from us, has been taken down, but so that went with the post, I guess.
That's how we're gonna do them all.
Well. Okay.
Grand Beach.
Yeah.
Downtown. Okay. That's all I got. Review of financials.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Go.
All right. I'll make a motion to pay the payroll for $36,593.57.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Make a motion to pay the general warrant of $102,696.33.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye. And the checkbook status is $953,442.93.
Well, and the other thing probably we should get the forms to request the massive payment of our
huge salary.
I'll get them for the next meeting.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
No one's been at all in one place.
Well, I'll make a motion to go into executive session for personnel under 1 DSA 313A1.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Vote. Everybody sign this. I can give it to Joe.
Quick meeting.
Well, so far, let's keep that going. Okay.
I'll make a motion to come out of the executive session with no decision made.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
One more motion.
Make
a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Non-debatable.
Aye.
Aye.
Rich made the